This is the control tower. May I repeat your mission? In 30 seconds, you get into the combat zone. The target for you to drop bombs are Alpha, Victor, CBS, Sony, Toshiba, EMI, Columbia, Crown, Polydor, Canyon, RVC, Wana, Pioneer, King, Japan, Polista, Disco May, Trio, Takuma, Kitty, SMS, Polygram, Pass, 4Life, Epic, Sony. And may I repeat your mission? Bomb all these and destroy them. Over.
Welcome back to another episode of Lakeshore Record Exchange's AlternativeMusic.com podcast. I'm shop owner Andrew Chinesi, here again with noted music critic Rob Roberts.
Hello.
And we're here to bring you some music that you probably have not heard before, but we feel very strongly that you should. There's a whole world of music that's released each week, each month, each year. No one could possibly keep up with it all. We're here to point out three or four pieces that we feel that you really shouldn't live without.
Absolutely. This week is going to even take us to Zion's Gate.
Yes, I think we have sort of a little bit different of a program planned for you this week, with a little different format, but we think this will come off very nicely. Before we get into the new music, though, we'd like to go through the music news, which, of course, has become everybody's favorite part of the show.
Absolutely. Once again, absolutely.
And start out with announcing that, really on the earth-shattering side, not content with only playing UK shows, Peter Hook of New Order and Joy Division has announced that he's going to bring his tribute to Joy Division's Unknown Pleasures show to the United States.
I bet you there's lots of people waiting.
I bet you there are, too. He's going to do 9 dates in the United States in December, where he essentially plays the entire Unknown Pleasures album from beginning to end. Again, we haven't heard anything about who else he uses in his band. We know none of the other members of Joy Division, none of the other surviving members of Joy Division are in the band. But
and do we know if he's doing any tracks from his Revenge group?
Nothing about whether he does any Revenge, or I'm guessing no New Order either. But people in the U.S. will get a chance to experience the Peter Hook tribute to Unknown Pleasures.
The Joy Division they never heard.
Exactly. Also, the band The Charlatans, or The Charlatans UK, as they were known for a brief period, have announced that they have a new album coming out. This is going to be their 11th record. I find this kind of surprising, is I never thought that they would be a group that would stay around for as long as they have.
Yeah, really? What, late 80s?
Yeah, and I don't think, you know, I don't think they ever broke up. And the new LP is going to be called Who We Touch. And they do an introductory show for the release on September 28th in the UK. So they don't have an official release date for the record, but I'm assuming it's going to be right around there, September 28th.
Yeah.
So we all have that to look forward to. Also in the news, Tim Rice Oxley and Jess Quinn of the band Keen are putting out a new side project that's going to be called Mount Desolation.
Yeah, great name.
It has ominous tones in it.
I've been there.
They've announced a bunch of UK and Ireland dates for September, and that the debut Mount Desolation release will be coming out on October 18th on Island Records. So for you fans of Keen, that's something to look out for. Finally, we have music from the group Hot Chip.
Oh, yeah.
They have a new EP of remixes coming out on September 14th, appropriately titled, We Have Remixes. It'll feature tracks from their most recent album, One Life Stand, that get remixed by Stereo Gum, Hot City, Todd Edwards and the band Caribou.
Yeah.
So, some...
Something to look forward to, I guess.
New music announcements, yes, in the news.
Actual music news.
Right, as opposed to anything else.
As opposed to somebody getting caught shoplifting in a record store.
Yeah.
Famous rock star.
Right, right. So that does it for the music news this week. We're going to go right into the music portion of our show. And this week I'm going to start out with the new release that I've picked out. This is actually a band that we have played on the podcast previously. They are called the LCD Sound System. They're really just one guy, a man by the name of James Murphy. And he has put out his fourth full-length release under the name LCD Sound System. That doesn't count remix collections and live albums. This is the fourth studio album from James Murphy from Brooklyn, New York. He's also the co-founder of the DFA record label, who have released albums by such notable new music artists as Hercules and Love Affair, the Juan McLean, and Yacht. Familiar with any of them?
Actually, Yacht.
Okay. The new LCD Sound System pretty much follows in the rock, funk footsteps that their previous three albums have gone. Not a lot of breaking of new ground, although I think the album, it's produced by James Murphy. The production on it I found to be a bit better than the previous records.
You liked the last one, though, didn't you?
Yes, I was a fan. I have been a fan of their previous releases. And this is this album took a little bit of time to grow on me. I know the first couple times I heard it, I didn't particularly like it. But after a couple of listens, I did seem to pick up on it more. I know that, and there's one track in particular that we're going to play here that reminds me, production-wise, of a lot of the music that Brian Eno did on his solo rock records.
Huh.
And also, like, when he worked with the period when he was working with David Bowie back in the late 70s. I don't know. I'll be interested to hear your input on that. Now, LCD Sound System were a band that Time Magazine called one of their songs, All of My Friends, one of the top 10 singles of 2007. And when I read that, I started to think, has Time Magazine recommending any kind of music ever been, did that hold any weight with you when you're...
Never. Absolutely never. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, I didn't...
However, Newsweek, not to change the subject... But last year when the Respect Sextet came out with their Respect Sextet Plays Sun Ra Stockhausen album, Newsweek gave it a pick hit of the week. And then they gave the Dave Matthews Band album, which came out at the same time, the Pan of the Week.
Oh, wow.
Which I thought was kind of interesting.
That's stunning,
but,
really.
Yeah, it's stunning that the Respect Sextet would even be on their radar.
Right. Well, when you think about a mainstream publication like Time or Newsweek, and you think about music, it's like, is anybody that reads those magazines, you know, looking at the music? I didn't even know that they had a music review column.
Yeah, music. It was usually under the rubric of arts, you know, music.
But right. So just like an occasional thing.
Yeah.
Well,
but it's good that they recognize the LCD Sound System, I guess.
Yeah, so I guess they have that going for them.
It's not, you know, this week's American Idol. Although they're in there too, I'm sure.
LCD Sound System also, I've announced they're going to be going out on tour this fall with the band The Sleigh Bells. So you may be able to catch them live somewhere near you, starting in late September, I guess, the tour starts. So again, we're going to take a listen to a track. The new album is called This Is Happening. And again, this is one that, to me, I don't know. I think it's the production more than anything that reminds me of a lot of David Bowie's solo rock stuff.
Heroes and that period.
And also the production that he did with, I'm sorry, reminds me of Brian Eno's rock stuff and the production that he did with David Bowie.
Well, let's hear it.
Okay, so this is LCD Sound System and All I Want.
Thank you.
LCD Sound System from the most recent release, This Is Happening. And again,
nice ending there.
What I thought, or what I think, is a very Brian Eno-esque track.
That could have been something from Warm Jets or Taking Tiger Mountain.
Yeah, see, so it's not just me.
No.
It's the feel.
Clearly indebted.
The guitar lead, the vocals.
Piano triplets.
Yeah.
Keyboard triplets.
The song, again, is called All I Want from their most recent release, This Is Happening. And as we said earlier in the program, we're going to have a little bit different of a format this week. So what's going to happen is I'm going to go to my archive track next, and then Robert has his new and archive pieces at the same time. So instead of switching off, we're going to go one after the other.
It'll work.
I don't want anybody to feel that I'm bullying Robert into playing.
This is my suggestion, to do this.
Okay. So my catalog pick comes from a guy by the name of Hiromi Hosono. Does that name ring a bell to you?
Yellow Magic Orchestra.
Yes, very good. Started making music back in 1969, pre-YMO. He was best known for being a member of Yellow Magic Orchestra, but since they broke up in 1984, he has released 16 solo albums.
Great. And I haven't heard of one.
Yeah, and that's just solo albums. That does not include soundtracks that he's done or pieces for video game music, things like that. So he's been a very prolific guy, even though you may not have heard his name.
Did his stuff get released here or just Japan?
Some of it has been released here and some hasn't. He's done some work with Bill Laswell, which most of those things have come out here. And actually, that's going to be one of the tracks that we hear from an album that he did with Bill Laswell and Francois Kevorkian, who is, you know, sort of a big-time dance producer.
Yeah, he's a house music producer.
Yes.
Yeah.
But the album is called NDE, which stands for Near Death Experience.
Yeah, okay.
And as much as I looked, I could not find any background as to NDE, like if he had a near-death experience or if he was just composing music for people that have gone through near-death experiences or what. But this is his ninth solo album. It came out in 1996. And again, as I said, it features Bill Laswell playing bass. Francois Kevorkian mixes a couple of the tracks on it. It's mainly electronic ambient music. There are some dub influences on a couple of the tracks, also some Indian influences, but it's mainly instrumental ambient electronic music. Type of thing that I would probably put on while doing something else, which is
not the best way to listen
not
to music.
Right. Agreed. I know that there's a big debate on whether or not you should
you can do it. I mean,
right. But it's more atmospheric type music as opposed to something that you'd listen to, you know, without any distractions. But given that, we're going to hear a track from it called Spinning Spirits, which this is one of the more Indian influenced tracks on it, which I liked quite a bit. So this is, again, Hiromi Hosono from his solo release NDE, or Near Death Experience. Thank you. Hiromi Hosono from a solo release called NDE or Near Death Experience. That's a track called Spinning Spirits. Obviously one of the more Indian sounding.
Actually it's a pretty great track.
It's not it's hard not to think automatically think Indian influence when you've got those tablas.
Absolutely.
So prominent in the
and everything
the song,
sounds better with tablas added. It's sort of in keeping. There's the whole Laswell tabla matrix series this would have fit with as well. I don't know how much he had to do directly with that track. I mean, there was obviously
he plays on all of them and he produced the album. So he's very much a Bill Laswell production.
Nice piece.
Yeah, and that's. My archive pick of the week, and now
it kind of dovetails nicely with what I'm going to be playing.
That's true. We have this is a little bit of a different procedure, I guess we could say, for Robert's picks here.
Right. We decided to.
You have three related pieces.
Yeah, four actually.
Four. So new.
We were going to do the
old
new Lee Scratch Perry Adrian Sherwood dubsetter. Which is actually a dub album from 2008's Lee Scratch Perry, The Mighty Upsetter, which was produced by Sherwood.
Now, that was a piece that only came out in Japan.
No, there is a domestic version of this, I believe.
Of
Yeah, and what's annoying upsetter? Is the Japanese version has a bonus Japanese track that you don't get on the others. Same thing with the dubsetter. There is a Japanese version that has a bonus track, which really annoys the hell out of me.
Right, now I know
that... Because I can't afford the high price spread, so...
The dubsetter, which is billed as Lee Scratch Perry and Adrian
Sherwood.
And
Adrian Sherwood.
That just got domestically released here in the States a couple weeks ago.
And it's appropriate that Sherwood would be co-credited because... His presence is, while it's felt on The Mighty Upsetter very much so, here he kind of comes to the fore, and there's less scratch toasting, as it were.
Okay.
What I was going to do was play a track from The Mighty Upsetter from 2 years ago.
Okay. So that was the original
piece. And then the piece on The Mighty Upsetter actually stems from two different albums that Scratch had recorded, released back in the 70s, called Super Ape and Return of the Super Ape.
So he was taking pieces from previous released albums, sort of...
And sort of redoing them on The Mighty Upsetter.
Wow.
And then...
It gets redone again.
Then it gets redone again in 2010 on Dubsetter.
Wow. This is getting confusing.
It's kind of confusing, but I think these four tracks should kind of... segue nicely. We'll try to kind of keep the talk to a minimum, I guess, between tracks.
Okay.
And we'll just play them. So we're going to start out with a track from The Mighty Upsetter called Rockheads.
Okay.
Which has a rather humorous introduction. And then we'll segue into, well, we'll take a little break, but then we'll put on something right. from Super Ape. And we'll
for those that don't know, Lee Scratch Perry, to call him a eccentric would be sort of putting it nicely.
Yeah, he is an eccentric, but I also think, A, he overplays that, and it, sometimes to his detriment. One of the great things about him working with Sherwood, you know, I haven't followed his stuff that much in the last few years. He can, you know, he always takes the easy way out, I think, when he's with someone who doesn't know his music or thinks they know his music or he thinks they want them to play up the crazy old Scratch
okay.
persona, you know, and he'll do these easy rhymes and it's just kind of uninteresting and the backing tracks are usually not all that riveting. But when he works with Sherwood, he really puts his best foot forward, I think.
Really?
Yeah, he seems much more inspired by what Sherwood does. And Sherwood gives him interesting stuff to work with, too, interesting tracks to vocalize over.
Now, and Scratch has been at music since, well, you mentioned...
Since the 60s.
Okay, so
you
he's...
Know, actually, and you know, saying he's an eccentric, yeah, he is. But that underplays the fact that he is actually one of the geniuses of reggae music and one of the architects of the reggae sound, one of the architects of dubbing. And just over the years, he's put out incredible albums that you know the reggae situation on re-releases. And
right.
It's hard, you know, I mean, these are things that are going to be plaguing completists and, you know,
collectors.
Musicologists and collectors
right.
and, you know, listeners for decades to come trying to make sense out of all of this stuff that he was doing back in the 70s, both musically and as far as actually disseminating the music to the public. I mean, you know, one of his greatest records is the one that he did with the Congos, Heart of the Congos, but there were, back in the 70s, there were five different versions of it that he
really?
Kept, but, you know, he'd, every time they'd do a pressing of it, he'd go, oh, here's a different one, here's another mix, you know, so.
Wow, and so in between giving press conferences where he responds only in animal noises and burning down
legitimate.
His own recording studio in Jamaica.
He made some astonishing music. So
he's
we're going to hear some from today, some from yesterday.
Okay.
So let's start out
again,
with...
So again, this is the original core track.
This is the core track off the Mighty Upsetter.
Okay.
The album that came out in 2008, and it's called Rockheads.
Hello, Crackheads. Hello, Corkheads. Hello. I am Rockhead. African blood spilled through my veins, and I am never, never, never working vain. African blood spilled through my veins. Crackheads. Crazy heads, in crazy bed, with crazy legs. African blood is flowing through my veins. African blood is flowing through my veins. I and I shall never work in vain, and I shall feel no pain. I shall feel no pain, and I shall feel no strain. God bless my name, God bless my aim. Crackheads, African blood is flowing through my veins. Crackheads. Crazy head, God bless my name. God bless my aim, God help. God bless my love. These arms are mine, was made to hold you. African blood, the African drum, the African drum. your American stumble, stumble, stumble in the jungle, stumble in the black boy jungle. You said to stumble, grumble, you grumble. This is the rumble, and if you grumble, you're gonna rumble. And if you grumble, then you're gonna stumble, stumble to stumble, humble to humble. African blood flowing through my veins. Rockhead, I am Rockhead. Rockhead, I am Godhead. Cokehead, I am Godhead. Cokehead, I am Godhead. African blood, African words, African song, and I'm wearing the African crown.
Okay, there you had it. The Mighty Upsetter, Lee Scratch Perry, and a track from the Mighty Upsetter album called Rockheads. Now there's...
And that album, that's from 2 years ago.
Right, right.
Okay.
So now we're going to listen to two tracks from the 70s, where the roots of this track
that we just heard
came
were sung. From.
And the first one is going to be, it's from the album called Super Ape, which is one of his more famous records from the period. It's a great record. And this is a track with the Heptones singing. It's called Zion Blood. And basically what they're singing is what Lee Perry is... basically, what they're singing is what Lee Perry was toasting over the rhythm track on the Mighty Upsetter,
okay,
which was sort of from part Adrian Sherwood, part the original.
Okay,
let's hear it.
Never fail.
That was Zion Blood from Super Ape with the Heptone singing and Lee Scratch Perry dubbing. It's a vintage Black Ark era track from the mid-70s.
So you could certainly hear the roots of the first track that we heard.
Yeah, absolutely.
In that track. And there's a difference of, like, what, 20 years between? 30 years?
Yeah, 30, actually.
The two pieces?
Yeah, 35, even.
Wow.
But Sherwood is definitely a descendant of this type of music. I mean, everybody makes a big deal out of his industrial, harsh electronics, but this is where Adrian Sherwood is coming from, and he just kind of updates the sound sometimes. I mean, he works in a lot of different veins, but I think this is some of his most productive. But now we're going to hear another track from the same era, and this is from the album Return of the Super Ape. And if you listen really closely to the track, Rockheads, you know, the track from
the original one,
The Mighty Upsetter, you'll also hear this track going
at
through.
The same time.
Yeah, it sort of filters in and out of it.
Okay.
It's a track called Bird in Hand, and it's from what I think is possibly his greatest album from the mid-70s, Return of the Super Ape. Here we go, Bird in Hand. So that was Bird in Hand from Return of the Super Ape which is the other track that filters through on the Mighty Upsetter. And now we'll go to Dubsetter, the new album that's a remix album of the Mighty Upsetter. And
so just to clarify, we originally played a track from a 2008 release
called The Mighty Upsetter.
And that was made up essentially of two different tracks that were originally released
in the mid-70s. Contained elements plus, you know, stuff that was done
with Sherwood. Right.
Yes, when they produced The Mighty Upsetter.
Okay, so and that's from 2008.
2008. Now, and then we went back and played a track from the 1974-75 Super Ape album called Zion's Blood, which is part of what made up Rockheads from The Mighty Upsetter. Am I confusing everybody?
No, I'm with you.
And then the last thing we just heard is Bird in Hand from Return of the Super Ape, which was an album, I think, in 76-77 originally released.
That was
which
also
is another element
part of Rockheads.
It was part of Rockheads. And now we're going to hear the dub that Sherwood did of Rockheads, and this actually leads off Dubsetter. It's a fantastic track. It's called His Master's Voice.
This is a brand new release. So now we're back
now
to
we're
2010.
Back to today. We sort of did a reverse version of our new pick, archival pick.
Right, but these are all interconnected.
They're all interconnected. And there's probably other stuff too, but let's not even get into that.
You ready?
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 Ready? Ready?
Ready?
Ready?
This is the voice of the master, laughter in the echo chamber. I break the spell, I conquer hell, I undo what the wicked have done. I make the poor totally rich, I break the spell and shoot them with shit. Pow, pow, pow. Hello, 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 hello. Hello.
ways of saying the same thing? Four different ways of saying
four
the
iterations
same?
Of
four
the iterations. Same the same sort of basic tracks, I mm-hmm. guess you could say. It's that's an interesting sort of look at the transition evolution yeah. of a song or songs there. So,
but like I said, on Dub Setter, the new album, you get a lot more Adrian Sherwood to the fore on this, and you get to hear what a really great dubmeister he is as well.
Right, you know? Right. So the new album again is
Dub Setter by Lee Scratch Perry and Adrian Sherwood.
And the final track is called...
The track we just heard is called His Master's Voice.
Right.
And we know who the master is.
And that's the dub version,
and that's a dub on Rockheads, which is from the Mighty Upsetter.
Which is from
by
2 years
Lee Perry.
Ago. Right? Okay.
Lee Scratch Perry.
And I guess that's going to do it for us for another week or another couple of weeks. And this edition of the AlternativeMusic.com podcast. I'm shop owner Andrew Chinesi here along with noted music critic Rob Roberts. We'd like to thank you for listening and remind you that if you have questions or comments, you can always email them to us at podcast@alternativemusic.com. There's also a podcast page on the website at alternativemusic.com where you can see and get more information on any of the music that we've played for you during the course of this program or any of the past shows. So until next week, next show, Robert, do you have any words of wisdom or advice for any of the listeners out there?
Not a thing.
And until then, we will talk to you later.